Hello, everybody. Well, it's 11 after 1 in the morning here. I can't sleep. But it's Monday, and I gotta work in a couple hours, so I'm not sure what I'm gonna do. But I decided I was gonna read my Twitter feed, which I've been ignoring for a while, and see what's up with the world. There's something that I have not been following up with that I should have. And that is this thing called the Retro VGS. Now, I know Nick, Retro Nick, did a episode with Mike Kennedy, I believe, who is the... Is that his name? Hold on, I better make sure, otherwise I'm going to sound like an idiot. Not any different than what I usually... Yes, it is Mike Kennedy. Who wants to essentially use Atari's old tech for the Jaguar and utilize that to make a new retro game console, and thereby getting indie developers to make cartridges that look like Jaguar carts, and are produced like Jaguar carts, to be played on the system. Now, first and foremost, I think it's a cool idea. I personally like cartridges as well. There is no loading time. With today's SSD technology, you know, solid state is cheaper than ever. I mean, look, most indie games are less than 2 gigabytes, and what's a 2 gigabyte memory card cost you? Not much. So, I mean, the memory would be cheap. And it's not impossible, I'll admit that. And I think it's a very, very cool concept. And I think it's very nice. However, I just finished reading through this article from this... Ars Technica, is that the real name of the site? You know, and next time I'm not gonna look up anything from a website that has no name Ars in it, unless it's cheap ass gamer. But anyways, that's where I'm getting this from. And as cool as it is, and as much as I love retro games, and as much as I love the nostalgia behind popping a cartridge in, hit it in power, and, you know, playing a game from 30 years ago, 20 years ago, I just don't think you can replicate that with modern tech. I mean, look, we've had consoles like the Ouya, where it essentially made, you know, emulating your own games on your TV, it made a child's play. I mean, it really made a child's play. And, of course, there's flash cartridges galore out there for both the Genesis and the Super Nintendo, where people have been able to load their demos on and whatnot, as well as, of course, the Retron 5, which, again, uses the original cartridges. But this would be very different because it would mean that games like Hotline Miami could be ported to a cartridge and you could play it on your TV. Now, here's the thing, though. As cool as all this sounds, as cool as it would be to have a console that looks like a Jaguar, is the same size of a Jaguar, which is pretty big, and have that actually connected to your TV to play those games with, you have to think to yourself, how much is this shit going to cost me? If the console is mass-produced, that means it's not going to be made in North America. You're going to be making that shit in China. Whether you like it or not, there is no way you'll be able to produce it in the United States of America, unless you are charging about, well, I don't know, $400 or $500 for the console, for something that's made domestically. Again, highly unlikely. It also brings, that's actually not my issue, though, with the console, because I still think it could be great. But it says in the article that Mike Kennedy has spoken to dozens of indie devs, and who they're all on board with his idea. The article, however, also mentions that he is not sure how much this is all going to cost. So you have an X plus Y equals a number, and you're missing the Y. I can't imagine it being cheap to produce cartridges. I mean, sure, yes, the chips, the parts themselves, like the PCB boards, all that stuff is not the expensive part. It's putting it together, manufacturing and assembling these cartridges and making sure that they all work. That's the other thing. You got to make sure your shit works. before you can go out and sell it. Like, how much is that going to cost an indie dev? See, the one thing that's made indie devs very successful, and why they've been very successful, is because they have been able to release their product on their own, without a publisher, through a means of publishing everything online. Meaning that it's all downloads. You know, it's either through the PSN store, it's through Xbox Live, it's through Steam, you know, good old games, you know, you name it. There's several outlets out there that allow you to sell your games, right? Now, all that requires from their side is a server, a proxy, and, you know, a way to connect into their marketing system. Or even better yet, is it's hosted on Steam or some other site. And again, you just simply download the fucking game. Sorry, I had to take a drink there. I'm currently battling bronchitis, so that's why I kind of sound funny. Probably the other reason why I can't sleep. It makes me wonder what the fuck are the cartridges going to cost to produce for an indie dev. Hotline Miami, games like Hotline Miami and Shovel Knight and which other games were there? Who the fuck made that game? Anyways, a lot of the indie devs make all their money because they self-publish and they sell everything digitally. There is no hard copies. I know that Devolver made some physical copies of Hotline Miami that were limited, but those are, again, they're PC games. They're not PlayStation 4, you know, or PlayStation 3 discs. You know what I mean? So they don't require any special encryption on them or whatnot. I mean, you're just selling games. And can an indie dev actually remain just as profitable by moving their digital distribution and involving, no, not moving their digital distribution, but rather adding on top of their digital distribution, add a cartridge distribution of their game with an unknown number of people that are going to buy it? I think that's some very, very bad math. No offense. I don't know how you could think that this is a viable option. I mean, look, a bunch of people said, oh, we're going to publish our games through the Ouya. We're going to publish our games through the Ouya. Look what happened. Ouya's struggling. What is Ouya now? Does anybody even still play theirs? No, they don't. The novelty's worn off. And, I mean, you can buy a Altoid can-size PC that's more powerful than the fucking Ouya. You know, and Lego bricks, all sorts of cool shit on there. And this thing isn't going to cut it. So, given that the Ouya also had games lined up that were going to be published through their marketplace, it's not helped them very much. I mean, and I don't think the Ouya is ever going to be as good as they were hoping it would be. I mean, there was a lot of hype behind the machine. There was a lot of people saying, oh yeah, I'll get that. And then when it finally came out, people were like, meh. I'm buying shit off of a Google Play store, and shit, this kind of sucks. So people just said fuck it, and they went back to playing their PlayStations and their Xboxes, and their PC games like everybody else. And it essentially did absolutely nothing to raise the popularity of playing indie games on a home console. And that was downloading the games onto the console, mind you, not anything else. So, now this guy with the Retro VGS, he wants to attempt to do the same thing. I still have not listened to Retro Nick's episode, and I really should have done that before making this audio boo, but I can't sleep and I'm just doing this, whatever. I'll do a follow-up after I listen to it and see if he answers some of those questions in there, because, like I said, I can't imagine it being cheap to produce cartridges. And you have to make so and so many, you know, to get that unit price down to a number that allows you to make more than double or triple your money on it. You know what I mean? That includes shipping, import fees, and all that other fun stuff. I mean, look, there's a lot of fucking shit involved with publishing your games physically. I honestly cannot see indie developers saying, yeah, we're totally on fucking board with this. And saying shit like, yeah, this is the best thing ever. Yeah, this is going to change things. This is a game changer. Because it's not a game changer. You're just bringing back an old method of publishing games and saying, hey, everybody, remember cartridges? They're so much better. You know what, dude? Consumers nowadays, especially indie game connoisseurs, like indie games for one of the reasons they like indie games, rather, is because the games are dirt cheap. Look, I paid, what do I pay on average for an indie game? $10? $10 or less. They're constantly on sale. Sometimes the Humble Bundle is the best place to get fucking indie games. I mean, you can get your favorite indie games in a bundle for under $10. I mean, dude, how much cheaper do you want your fucking games, man? And you are essentially telling a person who loves these indie games to cough over an unspecified amount of money. I'm guessing it'll be $200. Especially with the size of the Retro VGS, I can't imagine that being a small box, because I remember how big the box of the Jaguar was, and it was massive. Unless you downscale, but they're not going to downscale it, because they have all the injection molds from the Jaguar, including for the cartridges and all that. I mean, while you have all those injection molds, you know, putting plastic to those things, filing them down and making sure that they're assembly ready is something else. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to take your injection molds, give them to a Chinese company, and have them make you all these molds? Because that's the only thing you can do. And then you think they're not going to copy your fucking molds in the process? Think about it. I mean, that's why on Alibaba there's like, over 100 companies making the same fucking vaporizer, because they share the tech. I mean, let's be honest, that's what happens over there. That's how it works. And that's why you have one e-cigarette that looks exactly the same as something that's made by a company with a North American brand, and it's just costing 8 times more than what those other ones cost, but it's the same thing. Anyways, I'm getting off track here. But I don't know, I don't know if Mr. Kennedy has given any thought to cartridge production costs. Look, there's a reason why cartridges cost upwards of $130. You know, I'm talking N64 cartridge prices here. $120, $110, $100 cartridges. I mean, and I'm not including inflation in that. That's how much they cost back in the 90s. I mean, I fucking remember my buddy buying KI Gold for like $99. It was crazy. It was crazy. And that's why companies like Blockbuster Video were making hand over fist, because like, fuck, man, most people can't afford to buy these fucking games. You know, let's rent them out to people and then we'll make even more money. And trust me, if... Holy shit, I single-handedly made my local Blockbuster as a kid. I made them rich. I was a chain renter. And I think I might have to write something on Retrofungin about that. But anyways, I got about 6 minutes left here to vent. But I just want Mr. Kennedy to, as much as I like his idea, I think his idea comes from the right place. It comes from a place of love. And I love my retro game systems more than anything. I will dump my PlayStation 3, I will dump my Xbox 360 in an eye blink if I can have this or that retro game console instead. And I just want him to understand that while your idea is in the right place, and it comes from the right place, do understand there is some logic to it, though. I mean, look. Indie devs have to take a very, very hard hit to their profit margin if they're going to publish cartridges. Unless, of course, you're going to do what Nintendo did. And that is, you know, hey, we have to manufacture your fucking cartridges, and you're going to pay us this and this much money to manufacture your fucking cartridges. If you don't want to do it, fuck you, then the hardware's not licensed. In this case, it's not a matter of licensing hardware. It's just the access to having access to the actual manufacturing process. Again, I don't see Devolver. What's a company that made Dishwasher, Dead Samurai? God damn it, I forget. Ska Studios. I cannot see those people who make one game, you know, every couple of years. Because, I mean, look, it's only like a couple of people working on the fucking games. And saying, hey, we're going to take a bunch of our money. You know, we made $1 million in sales. So let's spend $1 million and fucking make these cartridges that we don't know how many people are going to buy. Although, I mean, it has the potential to become a collector's market thing, but I... As much as I like the idea and as much as I, again, know that his idea and seeing it come to fruition comes from a place of his heart, you know, where he has the love for all this stuff. But realistically and financially speaking, I cannot see this becoming successful. I really can't. Look, most people play indie games on a PC. The ones that don't play them on a PC are playing them on PSN or playing them on Xbox Live. And that, again, varies from game to game because some of them are, you know, exclusive to certain consoles. But I just can't see the retro VGS becoming something that's going to make retro game buyers / indie game buyers buy this console just to play them on their TV. I mean, I know a lot of people who have their computers hooked up to their televisions nowadays. That's something I would love to, that I have done in the past also. And look, I played my Guacamelee on my TV by using Steam Big Screen and being like, hey, fuck, this is working exactly the same way. Fuck this. You know what I mean? And I just can't see people switching from doing that to playing their games on an Atari Jaguar looking console with a cartridge that you have to, again, wait for the manufacturing to complete and wait for it to hit a shelf or buy it off a website and then have it shipped to you when I can just fucking buy it off of Steam and have it in like 20 minutes or less. In 20 minutes or less, I'm playing the fucking game. You know what I mean? And again, I like his idea. I like where it comes from. But realistically speaking, I can't see it becoming successful because it's too late, man. I think if this thing would have been published 15 years ago, it would have done better. But there was no indie devs yet back then. Or not as many, rather. Anyways, I am hitting the 20-minute mark. I am hoping that Mr. Kennedy succeeds in his retro VGS endeavor. Because everybody deserves success, including him. But, I don't know. I just don't think consumers are ready to go back to buying cartridges again. And, again, a lot of the indie game fans, they don't even remember cartridge game systems. A lot of them do not. Anyways, until next time, toodles.